Welcome to Used and Abused the Music Podcast. My name is Scott, and on this episode, I will be giving you a list of some LPs I bought in 2018 from either eBay, Goodwill, Salvation Army Store, and Discogs. I hope 2018 was a great year for you. For me, I started this podcast, became a grandpa with two grandchildren in the same year, and have purchased a lot of albums on LP. Let's move on to This Day in Music. Obviously, this is December 31st, 2018, and I want to wish everybody a happy New Year's Eve. 1928, on December 31st, classic pop singer Ross Barber of the Four Freshmen is born in Columbus, Indiana. 1948, on December 31st, Donna Summer is born, LaDonna Adrian Gaines, in Boston, Massachusetts. She earns her new surname when her record label misprints her married name, Sommer, as Summer. In 1968, on December 31st, Billboard magazine reports that this year, for the first time, U.S. total music sales have topped $1 billion. In 1978, on December 31st, Bill Graham's Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco closes its doors for good after the Grateful Dead played their 48th concert there. Also on the bill, the Blues Brothers. Also, in 1978, on December 31st, Bahas played their first show performing at the Cornwell Public House in Wellingborough, United Kingdom. And finally, the Runaways played their final show at the Cow Palace near San Francisco. The all-female hard rock band had been through several lineup changes, but are finally torn apart through conflict between Joan Jett, who wants to take the band in a glam rock direction, and Lita Ford, who wishes to stay in the hard rock genre. The band formally split the following April. In 2008, on December 31st, at the halftime of the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, 40,148 fans perform the YMCA dance while the Village People perform, establishing a Guinness Book of World Record. It was the most memorable part of the game, which Oregon State won 3-0 over Pittsburgh. And again, that was December 31st, This Day in Music. Again, December 31st, 2018. Happy New Year's Eve. Now, LPs that I bought from eBay or gotten through eBay, or either I searched out the artist itself, or I got lucky and got it in a what they call a lot, where you, there's a couple of them on there. They offer like 24 lot of LPs because they get a big like estate sale or something, and they just put a bunch, you know, 24 LPs in a box and ship them out, and you get lucky sometimes. Again, I'm not going to say which ones I got which way, because I don't remember most of them which way they come. Some of them were actually just searched out. Other ones, like I said, they came with a lot. So let's just go through some of these. I got Autograph. That's the Stuff that came out in 1985. Also, the year I say this will also be the year that the LP is for the year of the LP. May not be the year that the album actually came out, as you'll find out here in a little bit when I get to the Beatles, because we just went over, I think last week, the White Album came out in 1968, but we'll get to my White Album here in a minute. Autograph, also Loud and Clear, 1987, so I got their second and third albums on LP. Bachman Turner Overdrives, their 1973 album. The Beach Boys, Made in the USA, 1986. The Beatles' White Album, like I said, the original album came out in 1968. This was actually a 1971 pressing. So this doesn't have like numbers on it, but still got it. That one there I got pretty cheap on eBay. It was like maybe $20 at the most. Billy Joel, 52nd Street. Billy Joel, or that was 1978. Billy Joel and Innocent Man, 1983. Those two I know came out. I remember coming out of a lot. These next, Elvis's, I got as I ordered an Elvis at Elvis Pack I'll mention it here in a minute. It was an Elvis 2 record set that came out in 1973. Pretty much a bunch of hits. Elvis, legendary concert performance that came out in 1978. I remember this one. I had this one. This is actually the beat up version of mine, is actually the cover of Using Abused page. This one here, my sister got me for, I want to say my birthday or Christmas that year. Anyways, I beat it up. The record got broke, but I found a lot that had it in there, and so I bought it. And it's in pristine condition, still has its inserts, which there's nothing else in there. It's just got its nice little inserts. So I've got a great looking Elvis legendary concert performance now versus the one I beat up when I was a child. Elvis's Christmas album. This is a Pickwick Records re-release. This is not the original. This is, and it just didn't have a year on it. But this is the Pickwick Records re-release. Elvis, Frankie, and Johnny soundtrack. This is actually a Canadian release, and it came out in 1976. Everly Brothers, the fabulous style of the Everly Brothers, 1960. That came in a lot. That came in, it was this box of records, and we can't believe it was the Everly Brothers. John Cougar Mellencamp, Scarecrow, 1985. I actually bought that one by looking at, did I buy that one? Okay, see, I don't remember now. I think I bought that. I think that came in a lot. I wanted to buy it, but that came in a lot, if I remember right. These next two, I know I searched them out. Julian Lennon, his debut album, Volat, 1984. And Julian Lennon, his second album, The Secret Value of Daydream, in 1986. I searched those ones out. I bought a Kenny Rogers pack that gave me, I only wrote down a couple at the time, pretty much I saw, but that I got out of it. Got 1982's Love Will Turn You Around by Kenny Rogers, and also The Gambler. I think we got that one in a lot, actually. But that first one came with a Kenny Rogers set. The Gambler, I believe we got in a lot. Another one we got out of a lot was Paul Revere and the Raiders, Spirit of 67, released in 1967. I bought four Rat albums, mainly because they had their Rat EP on LP. 1984, even though it originally came out in 83, but it was re-released by Atlantic in 1984. Then their first debut album, Rat Out of the Cellar, 84. Their third album, Rat Dancing Undercover, 1986. And their fourth album, Rat Reach for the Sky, 1988. That's just to name a few of the ones I've gotten from. And actually, to name another one I know I got out of a lot was Sammy Hagar's VOA album. That's the one that has I Can't Drive 55 on it. And then I know on another lot, I looked inside and got Close Encounters of the Third Kind. A lot of times, those of you who actually have my personal Instagram page have seen a lot of these as I've gotten them in. I will get a chance while I'm gone. I'll get a lot of at least the pictures I've gotten so far, I'll get some of those transferred over to the Used and Abused Instagram page just so everybody can see them. Anyway, so LPs I've gotten from Goodwill. These are the ones I bought over at Goodwill here locally, between roughly about $1 each, about 60 cents each, 63, 64 cents each. You usually buy them on a Saturday when it's half off. Got Alice Cooper, Love to Death, 1971. That has, I believe, I'm 18 on it. The Beatles, Let It Be, 1970, and The Beatles, Yesterday and Today, 1966. Man, these album covers were destroyed. They'd been, I don't know, left in the water or something. But they ended up finding, when I looked at the LPs, they were in perfect condition. The LPs are actually in mint condition, which is crazy. Brownsville Station's album, Yeah, 1973. That's the one that's got Smoking on the Boys Room on it. Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, 1977. Donna Fargo, The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA, 1973. Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, 84. Elvis's U.S. Frankie and Johnny soundtrack release, 1966. John Cougar's American Fool, 1982. That was before he was calling himself John Cougar Mellencamp. Lynn Anderson's Rose Garden, 1971. Oakridge Boys' Bobby Sue album, 1982. And a few LPs I've gotten from Salvation Army. And I didn't write them, really write down what their names were, but I've got eight different Oakridge Boys gospel albums before they became a country group. They were a gospel group before they went country in this mid to late 70s. And also picked up 9 different Tennessee Ernie Ford gospel albums. And the only album I bought off Discogs in 2018 was that Harry Truman album about Mount St. Helens that I did for the Mount St. Helens episode on May 18th. This isn't a complete list, but a quick list of some of the albums I got either through lots or by looking for the exact artist. Obviously, when I go, when we go over to Goodwill, they just recently started dumping 20 some records in a lot. Speaking of which, the last one they did, they had it was $10 for 20 records, and I got lucky. I picked up Jim Croce original album, the original release of Photographs and Memories, which was the greatest hits album released after his death, and his album, I Got a Name. Both of those were released on ABC Records, just to name a couple I remember out of that 20 pack. This isn't a complete list, but a quick list of some albums I got either through lots or by looking for the exact artist. I know I just said that again, but I just want to repeat it. Next year for the year, and I'll do this again and see what I get next year in 2019. But next year we'll have the full complete list. I don't know, maybe if I get back in time, maybe it will be, this list will be completely different. It'll be a complete list too. Who knows? But we'll see. If right now it's not a complete list, so we'll leave it at that. In closing, I'd like to thank you all for downloading this episode. I'd also like to thank you for downloading all episodes and listening to all episodes that have come out since the overview. Can't wait to release the new ones once we get to 2019. A lot of that will just depend on if I'm back or not, if I'm back in time to get episodes going for 2019. I should be, especially since I will be listening to music the whole time I'm gone. This, just so everybody knows, this is being recorded back on October 19th at roughly 4 o'clock in the friggin' morning. I'm leaving roughly in 3 hours. So just give you an idea, I pretty much put together like six, seven episodes in one night, which is crazy. So I'm sorry if I sound a little tired or whatnot. I do apologize. But anyways, and that's probably why I'm forgetting where I'm at half the time. In closing, I'd like to thank you all for, thank you all for downloading this episode. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. That way you won't miss any new episodes. Please rate and review. 5 stars, please. 5 stars. Used and abused can be found on the following social media platforms. Twitter at Used Abused Pod. We're on Twitter at Used Abused Pod. Instagram, Used and Abused Pod. Again, and is spelled out A-N-D. Email, usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. Again, and is spelled out A-N-D. And on YouTube, Used and Abused Pod. You can use it spelled out or you can use the symbol. Again, the links will be down in the show notes, so it's easier to click. Just you should both click on them from your platform. Use and Abuse can be found on the following podcast apps: iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Breaker, Castbox, Radio Public, and Spotify. Please subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Also, again, please rate and review Use and Abuse a Music Podcast. Again, if you know anyone who might enjoy these episodes, you know, tell them about it. If you have a significant other, either spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or even kids, and they all got phones and you want them to listen, you know, you can always just grab their phones and subscribe them to it. Anyways, until the next episode, and again, it'll be next year. See you next year. Have a great week, work week. Have a great weekend. Be kind to everyone, especially tonight on the 31st. Happy New Year's, everybody. And keep the music playing.